Country Pop FM.
Here come the cows. It's the Bob Almanac. We might even have a cow reference later on in the show. You just never know what you're going to experience and what you're going to come across. Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, February 26th. Again, I don't know if we've mentioned it here, but it's a no-Neil, no-big-whoop Wednesday. He's not here today. Should be back on Monday, but he's here for the Almanac, I assume.
I'm ready, Jim.
He made the trip specially in from Florida just to be a part of the Almanac. Wouldn't want to miss it. Wednesday, February 26th, 57th day of the year, 309 left to go. This date, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte escaped from the island of Elba. He was, in exile. And he decided, you know what, I want to conquer France again. I'm just too bored sitting here twiddling my thumbs, whittling, using bamboo, whittling bamboo. He escaped. He left Elba, and then he would go on his second conquest of France. How did he sneak off? Well, you know, he's a small guy, so he just kind of snuck off with all the penguins. 1935, you know the term radar. Do you know what radar stands for? Radio detection and ranging. And radar was first demonstrated on this date. A gentleman by the name of Robert Watson Watt. Radar, 1935. 1936, the first Volkswagen officially opened in Saxony, Germany. It was a Volkswagen factory. I think that translates to small car that's cute to ride in, but do you really want to own one? Actually, I think it's like car of the people in German, 1936. 1951, this is kind of important. The 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, limiting a president to two terms in office. Of course, it was less than a decade before that. You had FDR leading the country out of the Great Depression and into World War II, having been elected to four terms. In 51, they limited that to two terms, which was set up. George Washington set what we call the two-term tradition, if you remember your American history class, but it wasn't until 51 that they actually made it an amendment that you could be and only limited to two terms. 1967, Vern Gagne defeated Mad Dog Vachon in St. Paul. That must have been the St. Paul Auditorium. Civic Center wasn't built yet. It wasn't built until the early 70s. But Vern Gagne won the AWA championship, which, you know, was kind of convenient. He ran the AWA. It was his deal. It was his promotion. He could be champ whenever he wanted to. He would then, you know, he'd throw a bone to a Nick Bockwinkel or a Harley Race or a Larry Hennig every now and then. But Vern Gagne was champion there for quite some time. Let's see if I can do my Mad Dog Vachon impersonation. Vern Gagne. I think that's close. 1967. 1975, because we just didn't have enough of this on TV. Back in 75, I was getting ready to go to kindergarten. I say, you know what we need on TV? We need less Fonzie and more kidney transplants. The first ever televised kidney transplant, the Today Show. Yes, a ratings bonanza, a ratings grab during ratings sweeps time, 1975 on the Today Show. And I believe Willard Scott actually performed that procedure. He's very good at surgery. 1975, 1980. Now, this is 81. I said it happened yesterday on this date in 81. And one of my sources said it, and then today's source said it was today. And then I looked further, and yes, it was today. On February 26, 1981, that the North Stars and the Bruins had the big brawl, 392 minutes of penalties we talked about yesterday. It was actually today, the 26th, not the 25th, so I apologize for that, but it was a mix-up in sources. Al McAdam had 27 minutes of penalties. Gordy Roberts had 15. Steve Payne had 10. Gilles Meloche, the goalie, even had two for leaving the bench. Old Gilles Meloche wanted to get into it with the Bruins and the North Stars. This date, strike what I said yesterday, today was the anniversary of Fight Night at the Boston Garden in 1981. As we said before, I think the North Stars were like 21-7 or something like that against Boston. And they lost that game 5-1. But then they went in there and won the playoff first round series later on that spring. 1983. Thriller made it to number one this date. And this was the, people forget that this was the first song released off of Thriller. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney. The girl is the doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Thriller. Number one in the state in 1983. It remained the number one album for 37 weeks. In the news in 91.
The Iraqi army may be retreating, but it is firing on its way out.
Well, we have seen no indication that they are laying down their weapons and walking or getting back to the Iraq border.
Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, he ordered his troops to withdraw on this date from Kuwait. And as you said, they were withdrawing with guns ablaze as they were retreating. They were running into coalition troops, and it caused and created what was called the Highway of Death, leading from Kuwait City back to Iraq. That was the state in 1991. 1993, this was in New York City. This, you know, obviously 2001, 9/11 we know about, but in 1993, terrorists tried to take down the World Trade Center.
Amazingly, considering that we think a bomb caused this explosion, it's amazing that there were not more injuries here. This is the closest hospital to the World Trade Center. There were a lot of bruises, a lot of abrasions, maybe some broken bones among some of the victims. But by and large, nothing very, very serious. We did find out that a firefighter from Rescue One had fallen down.
Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-related factions took responsibility for that car bomb exploding down in the parking area at World Trade Center. They thought they could weaken it and tumble it. It didn't happen in 1993. It did kill six people, injured more than 1,000 this date. And up to that point, it was the biggest terrorist attack on domestic soil up to that point in 1993. 1998, we have some Oprah news. And what is the almanac without Oprah news, right?
I thank God that it's finally over. I thank God for answered prayer. I will continue to use my voice. I believed from the beginning that this was an attempt to muzzle that voice. And I come from a people who have struggled and died in order to have a voice.
So Oprah said some things. Actually, it was her guest more than Oprah said some things about cattle and mad cow disease and don't eat beef anymore. And then the Texas cattleman sued her for $11 million. This was the date that a Texas jury rejected that lawsuit and said, yeah, Oprah's pretty much free to say what she wants to say. But, you know, the other thing was that it was pretty amazing that what she said, she just said that one little thing and the prices for beef and everything kind of went down. So she did affect the market. No doubt about that. 1998. And then 2009.
One of the sexiest couples alive, superstar quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel girlfriend Gisele Bündchen, tied the knot Thursday night in a small private ceremony in a Santa Monica church.
Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, tied the knot in a twilight wedding at St. Monica's Church in Santa Monica, California. Gisele fumbled the bouquet. It was the tuck rule. She tried to tuck it instead of throw it, and she was penalized. And of course, Tom Brady made sure that all the balloons were properly deflated at the end of the ceremony. That was the state 2009. Let's move on to birthdays now. This is one of those odd days on the almanac where we have way more gone but not forgottens than alive birthdays.
Huh?
It's really, really kind of surprising.
In the heart of the
How about some 70s country rock?
In the cool southern rain.
Country rock band Poco, Paul Cotton, one of their longtime members, he wrote this song and he's singing this song, Heart of the Night. Paul Cotton from Poco. Crazy Love is another Poco song that I just can't get enough of. 77 for Paul Cotton. Happy birthday, Mitch Ryder. Usually wouldn't go anywhere without his Detroit wheels. Devil with the Blue Dress On, another very popular song, Mitch Ryder. This is kind of a medley using CC Ryder. So 75 for Mitch Ryder today. More music. Oh.
Baby, you don't know.
I shouldn't say usually. I should say I always prefer the Bee Gees to love somebody, but I thought I'd throw the Michael Bolton version here. It was a hit. Michael Bolton, he had long hair, he had short hair, he realized he was going bald, and he realized it just wouldn't look good. He could have gotten a hair transplant. I mean, he made plenty of money on his music, but Michael Bolton is 67. I think everybody on our live birthdays, they're all music artists. Because Erykah Badu is 49 today. And then the lead singer of this band... Young. That's one of my favorite songs of that era, whatever that came out, 2013. That Cake by the Ocean song also was just so infectious. Was it infectious or infectious? Probably both. Fun frontman Nate Royce, 38 today. Now are we all ready for the Gone But Not Forgotten?
Let's do it.
Oh, yes. Virtual Neil here today, everybody. I hope you know him. Levi Strauss, clothing manufacturer. Gave us jeans, blue jeans. He loved to work with denim. He said, you know what? People are wearing these pants, and they're splitting all the time. They're tearing at the points of stress. You know what we need to do? They use rivets up on the high steel, and when they're putting and building bridges and buildings, I think I should use rivets in my pants. And he used rivets in his pants, and the rest is history. I think he might want to revisit the whole acid wash thing. But and button down, you know, the button fly, too. I know that that was necessary in the early days before they had really perfected the whole zipper thing. But when those came out again in the 80s or 90s, that was senseless. It just didn't make any sense. I mean, you got to spend even more time in the bathroom. I mean, come on. Zipper, whoop, zipper's done. Button fly, what'd it take? Another minute. Levi Strauss, 1929, Gone But Not Forgotten. How about Fred Mertz?
What you got there?
Oh, I brought my cake. Ah, 7 layers of luscious devil's food. Well, you see it.
Oops.
What happened to the other 6 layers?
Well, they're all in there.
You know, just as good as Lucy was with Ethel, Ricky and Fred were pretty good, too, on I Love Lucy. And, you know, he was the original housekeeper on My Three Sons. He was Bub before they brought in Uncle Charlie, because I think William Frawley got sick. William Frawley, Fred Mertz, of course, this date, 1887. We also have John Harvey Kellogg of the Kellogg Company. Accidentally invented Kellogg flakes, corn flakes, and then he and his brother had a little kind of different of opinion, and things changed a little bit. I think what happened is one of them allowed CW Post to come in, steal their secrets, and then he started his own cereal company. But John Harvey Kellogg, the sanitarium there in Battle Creek, 1852, the guy could shoot him up. Buffalo Bill. William Frederick Cody, 1846. Tex Avery, the guy who gave us Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, 1908 here this date. The funny Jackie Gleason.
What do you mean I don't treat you like a woman? I treat you like a woman. I let you sew, I let you cook, I let you wash the windows, I let you clean up. Boys, don't do that, Alice.
That's right, Ralph. That's all.
Oh, and there's another one, Alice. And Ralph going back and forth on the Honeymooners. That is classic. One of these days, Jackie Gleason, very, very funny, 1916. Here's another one, Tony Randall.
You can say this is the most irresponsible thing you've ever done. It's outrageous.
It's the most irresponsible thing I've ever done. It's outrageous.
You could at least have the decency to apologize.
I apologize.
Another submarine set?
He is Felix Unger, and boy, was he a good Felix Unger. Tony, I even think he was better than who played him in the movie with Walter Matthau. I think he's better than that on the television series, I got to be honest. Tony Randall, and don't sleep on I Love Sidney either. That was a good sitcom. The funny Tony Randall, he became a father, I remember, when he was like 74 or something. He was still working hard at it. Tony Randall. Fats Domino's on our list.
Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one.
Yeah, Fats Domino, 1928, and also Johnny Cash. 1932, we'll start Johnny Cash, start up the Bobathon and a no-repeat workday with the Johnny Cash song here in just seconds. Johnny Cash, celebrating. He is in the Rock and Roll Country Music Hall of Fame's Grammy Award-winning singer, one of the great, one of the most influential artists, transcended genres, as you know. Johnny Cash, 1932. Now, Neil, they're all gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. That's it. It's an almanac. Bobathon next.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.